The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You are here with Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. The topic today is conscious transformational gatherings. Transformation is needed for a more joyful world. Women are making the necessary shifts and living more radiantly. Women are conscious about living from their hearts and adding more heart to the world of business. Women are reclaiming their power and transitioning into a higher level of consciousness. Women realize their power is in their heart and soul. Women need the support and guidance of other women for personal and spiritual growth. There is magic when women inspire other women. Women need to share their journeys from their comfort zones into the mysterious new world of higher consciousness. What if there was a guide to creating conscious transformational gatherings that includes conscious life lessons, essential oils, healthy menus, musical vibrations, meditations, healing rituals, and closing ceremonies? Well, get ready for a healthy revolution of inspired conscious women, because Jill Oxter has written Conscious Dinner Parties, A Girlfriend's Guide to 9 Transformational Gatherings. So I'm very honored to have Jill Oxter with us today. She is referred to as the New Age Martha Stewart, and is a global educator of spiritual truths, a medical intuitive, energy healer, and master yoga teacher. Jill hosts multicultural workshops and retreats around the world. Conscious Dinner and Tea Parties were launched in California shortly after Lifetime for Women TV aired one of her mystical dining events. Jill currently lives in Belgium, but is frequently in the U.S. and has an international presence. Jill's first book, What's Cooking Within, is a spiritual cookbook that offers a healing path through food, yoga, and meditation. A recent publication, Get High on the Higher Vibration, shifts harmful habits and distractions into a dynamic lifestyle that flows with universal laws. She is certified as a spiritual energy healer and Reiki master. Jill uses applied kinesiology and Satnam healing, Theta healing, and Phoenix rising healing. Jill is also an ordained minister and private chef and cooking instructor. And you can learn more about Jill at her website, www.jilloxter.com. That's www.jilloxter.com. Welcome, Jill.
Thanks, Anne. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful. And we are talking to Jill, who is in Belgium today.
Pretty far away.
So this is amazing that we can just pick up our computers and connect, right?
Right. It's great. I love Skype, yes.
So Jill, I'm just so amazed. You know, when I was doing your bio, and I had to leave out stuff because you do so many different things. So how do you do it all? I mean, what don't you do? I mean, it's just amazing.
You know, I have been blessed and to do what I love. And I think I call my work passion purpose. Mm. And it seems like life has a way of flowing when you're doing what you love. But I have to thank all my students, and mostly they're women, who have followed me throughout the years to be able, I wouldn't be able to even do this if it wasn't for them. And It's been a good life. Let's put it that way.
Okay, let's first discuss the courage that it takes to awaken to a new way of being.
I think once women around the world realize that we're not alone, there's a huge transformation that's happening throughout the universe, and it's happening to all of us. And I think once we see our girlfriends kind of going through shifts and change, you know how the universe has such a sense of humor. It's when it's time for us to grow, we always get a knock on the head, you know. Mm-hmm. We either get a disease or we go through a divorce. I mean, so it's really time for all of us to kind of wake up and move forward. And I think once we see our girlfriends doing it and having the courage, then the courage we're accepting it a little bit easier, and it's natural, a natural way.
And we have somebody to talk to.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And compare notes.
I think, you know, courage is one thing, being alone, but if you're in community, and that's why it's so important. Women really seek community, don't you think?
You're right. Very much so. I think with community, we have strength. I think over the years, too, women just gather. It's our nature. And I hope that we're, you know, with the way life is, it's so quick with the internet we were talking about, with Facebook and Twitter, and it keeps, I think, us apart from each other. And truly, social connection is coming together in a group and celebrating in person.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, because then we really can share from our hearts then.
Right, right.
It's mm-hmm. harder to do that through Facebook and Twitter and all that, you know, other social media.
Yeah, it's a little less in intimate, that's for sure.
But we do need courage to be able to step out of our comfort zones and go into it, you know, and just kind of trust, because what's beyond is really mysterious, right?
It is, but I think for women, we're our natural existence here, or our natural nature, if I can say that, is we're spiritual, and we're the ones that raise the children and support the husbands, and most women know that there's something greater going on, and we're the teachers. So it's really important for us to wake up and pay attention, because if anyone's going to help change this world, it's going to be us, because of, you know, just that we know all about the spirit world, and it's not a strange place for us.
Mm. Mm. And that's where the magic happens. That's really what I wanted to say.
Right.
You know, when we step out of that nest or that comfort zone and we go to what we, you know, not is every day for most of the world, that's where the magic happens.
And again, I think women coming together and seeing this magic together are allowing themselves to watch their girlfriends go through the magic and say, hey, I want a little bit of that too. I want to be inspired. And I'm going to use this group of women to do so. And yeah, we really do need each other.
Yeah. So what led you to create these conscious transformational gatherings?
Oh boy. I have been pretty spiritual my whole life. I started at 9 years of age, and I did my first healing on a little girl at 7 who was dying of cancer. And I always knew I had a special connection with the spirit world. But it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I kind of got called for active duty, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I went through my own transformation. And part of that transformation was getting over an illness and learning to – I always ate healthy, and I was always very physically active. But I think the messages that I gave myself and the stress of what I was experiencing from the people around me – I'm very empathic, so I picked up a lot of people's energy. It was just – it was hard to master some of this. And so I learned the hard way by going through all of it. And then after I learned what I needed to do to really awaken and get on my own path, and I shared it with others. And so these dinner parties kind of came as a result. And actually it was just during a meditation where I was sitting around meditating, and all of a sudden I just started seeing these visions of these parties. And it really is, you know, cooking for a group of people, it's kind of an innocent way to kind of get in and to show them something new without, you know, stirring things up too much. But it was a great way to create a conscious group of women and a conscious neighborhood.
And you love to cook. I mean,
Yeah, many years of cooking. I grew up with an easy bake oven like most of us did and in the 50s. And I was a young girl. I always had lots of cooking experiences. But my dinner parties have shifted and changed. And the vibrations around the intentions of these dinner parties have shifted because, you know, I shifted and healed and that's the main purpose now around the dinner parties.
Well, I just think it's amazing that you took two of your passions and you combined them. And I just want to, I just kind of want to say that because so many people, well, first of all, they're having trouble identify their passions, but they think that they can't work, you know, they can't really find a way to express themselves through their passion and, you know, make a living or make a contribution. So I just want to say that you've taken two passions and combined them so beautifully, and we'll talk and about. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Ian. I think that if we would just let go, I think women just. I mean, maybe I'm an inspiration for a lot of women out there, and they inspire me too. I think that together. If we start seeing more and more women just letting go and just knowing that, you know, I was in corporate America with a very high stress job that was causing my body to get ill and I just couldn't do it anymore. And I'm intuitive, you know, so I'm picking up all everybody else's stuff on top of it. And I was really, allowing myself to kind of just release my old paradigm and just allow myself to flow with the spirit world, my spiritual nature. Then it just magic happened. And I am encouraging my students and my women friends to look for that. Look for that flow and then jump as fast as you can.
So in your book, you outline carefully how to put together 9 different gatherings for women. This gives women the opportunity to grow and support each other. So
yes, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to hold each other's hands. I think from the first party all the way to the 9th party, it's a gradual shift and women are there together. The book is really also very playful and it's written so it's really easy. It's quick. I know women don't have a lot of time to sit and page through 300 pages of words. It has to be kind of a quick glance at the menus and, you know, the themes of the parties, the spiritual rituals and so forth. But I set the book up also to support these gatherings and that, you know, there's a lot of squiggle room. You can create your own thing, you know, explore. You don't have to just follow exactly what I say, but there is some structure to the fun.
Mm. So out of all of them, and what was your favorite dinner party that to design?
And this is like asking a mother, what's her favorite child?
Okay, well, all right. You just pick one to talk about because I just thought if we just hone in on one and then we'll talk about all the other ones. Okay. But, you know, just kind of give people a flavor of one of them.
Right. Well, I have to say that the last two mystery parties truly kind of were an opportunity for me to – I wanted to have 9 parties and because 9 is a real powerful number. Energetically, it's a number of transformation. So after I wrote the first 7 parties, which came fairly easy, the last two just seemed to flow. And they include really looking at the past parties and seeing which party you connected with on a personal level. And then the final party is actually meditating and bringing forth a manifestation of just whatever's out there in the ether for you to manifest. So it's really having a lot of trust that you can do this. But after 9 months of doing this together with your girlfriends, I've watched it. I've seen it. You can do it. It's a good experience. And a lot of fun occurs by it. And also just like looking back and thinking I was here and now look at where I've come. Mm. Great transformation.
Wow. And so you set up a group of women that you're going to do this with that you think are appropriate women that are seeking to grow personally and spiritually, right?
Right.
And so these women come to all of the gatherings.
Right. And they can be like mother, sister, cousin, best girlfriend, a new friend, spiritual friend or religious friend. It can be just a wide variety. And yeah, nine girls at each gathering would be great. And if you could keep that same group throughout the first party all the way to the ninth, it's wonderful because, like I said, it creates a lot of intimacy and a lot of flow. Mm. But if something happens, you know, life happens, and maybe we can only get seven girls or four girls to commit, it's all good. It'll all make a difference in your life.
But the idea is that everybody hosts a different party, right?
Right. Everybody takes a turn and hosts a party. And so essentially you could have seven girls and then you could all take turns with the last two mystery parties. But yeah, each person's responsible for a party. And there's one girl who will be assigned hostess to kind of organize it up front.
So that makes sense. So somebody overseeing like a guide.
Yes.
Yeah. Making sure that things are happening. And you recommend, I think, once a month, maybe?
Yes, because I find I'm doing these conscious parties here in Europe, tea parties and dinner parties on a monthly level. And back in California, when these first started in the 90s, oh boy, that seems a long time ago, I was doing them every week. Every week, every Tuesday, I was cooking dinner. And so after a time, I realized that was a little much. And so the month is perfect because it's not too much. The girls have freedom to go off and do what they need to do. And then they can come back and right about the, you know, when it's time to replenish again, you know, the girls are there. So yeah, once a month is good.
Yeah. And I think it takes time to integrate.
Integrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What's happened.
Right. And also to read the book, I ask that you're reading the book along side with the parties and have some time to kind of think about it and, yeah, process.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to break for commercial and we'll be right back.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies, but 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. And we are talking to Jill Oxter today about conscious transformational gatherings. And these are really for women who are seeking a spiritual and personal growth journey. and that they want to share it with other women. And before we get back started, I just want to remind people to write to me at livingradiantly@gmail.com. I've been having some wonderful Skype sessions with people that are listening to the show and like the show and getting new ideas for different formats and different topics. So I really would love to hear from you. I'm really enjoying this much more than I even imagined. So please write to me and we can connect. And I would love that. And you can find more information about me and my programs at www.energizeforjoy.com. You can learn more about Jill Oxter at www.jillaxter.com. Okay, Jill, let's talk about the themes for these 9 parties. So okay. The first party is the survival party. So tell us a little bit about that.
That party is about stepping into wakefulness. This is the grounding party. This is the party to come together and eat meat and have some potatoes, you know, really feel anchored and really talk about important issues that are grounding, like spirituality or religious beliefs, and really feeling safe with your girlfriends. And so this is kind of the kickoff party.
Yeah, so connecting.
Yeah. Yes, connecting.
Yeah. Setting intentions maybe too.
Yes, that's right.
Because at this point, they know there's going to be 9 of these.
Right. And they probably also know that they're all going to build on each other. So this is the ground floor. This is the platform party.
And the second one is play and passion.
Yeah, the second party is about letting your hair down and kind of getting creating a comfort zone with your girlfriends and really stepping out and celebrating life and talking about issues that, you know, are about your passion and maybe some of the ways that you're not living in a passionate place, you know. Mm-hmm. And for younger girls, I really encourage women to bring their daughters. And for the younger girls, they might even have a little bit of time to talk about sexuality and what it means to be, you know, a sexual woman or what's womanhood. Mm-hmm. So it's a real kind of a time to really look at our passions.
And I like also, I didn't mention this, but you have a color theme. And you kind of say, okay, we're gonna go orange for this party, and you know, so people kind of, you know, that's playful, I think, too, and people kind of get into the spirit. Okay, you know, this is going to be around the harvest time or whatever, and we're going to go orange, and
right. Every color has a vibration,
yeah,
like music, absolutely. And so each one of these parties, they start off with a kind of a really heavy vibration, and as we go up to these parties, they get lighter and lighter in the vibration. So these colors kind of depict, like the first party is a real kind of deep colors, and you can imagine the earth, the brown, the red, the hues that really bring you into a warm, grounded space. And yeah, you know, intuitively, I feel people in me, right? So I also see colors around these parties. So I'm following suit, but you know, it's of what normally happens when you have this type of vibrational party. But it's orange is about play.
So, and the next party is about power and truth.
Right. This is the emotional, mental, and spiritual gym work. So this is about really showing up. It's definitely more proper or more – it's a little different than the second party. It's more formal. So formal dining is more appropriate for this party. It's a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm. And then we have love feast.
Yeah. This is about I really think this party – well, what I've seen in the past – from hosting a love party is that everybody gets in their hearts very fast and there's more emotion. The women are more vulnerable and they've had more time now to get familiar with the group and they're sharing more. And I have a beautiful recipe for chicken with using rose oil for that party. And boy, I'll tell you, everyone falls in love because once that oil hits your palate, it's It's great.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because I thought that was really amazing that you put the oil in the cooking. I've never heard that before, but...
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful. You have to remember to use essential oils that are pure grade, so therapeutic grade. You just don't want to put something that you pick up at a dime store or something. You want some very healthy, pure, therapeutic grade oil. But sure, you can use these oils, and it's like healing from the inside.
Right.
And this particular chicken dish is just amazing when the oil's added. You add the oil at the very end. And in fact, when I was cooking it, so anytime I cook it, the whole house smells like roses.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So just to mention that essential oils are different frequencies. Different oils have different frequencies and different healing potentials. So they are used in a lot of energy healing practices.
Right. And this rose oil that I just mentioned is perfect vibration for the heart and for feeling love and what loving energy feels like.
Mm. Oh, gosh, I can feel that just talking about it. Okay, and the fifth party is called Heaven on Earth.
Yes, this is about communications and about really kind of showing up with some truth and being really knowing that it's more a God's will than your will. It's really a chance to speak your truth and let other people applaud you for that truth. You know what I mean? Let the girls clap when you say your piece. Because a lot of women, I think, don't speak up because they're fearful, or they don't think that they count, or they're not worthy of being heard.
Yeah.
So this is a really important party for women to just be able to show up and speak their truth.
Yeah, a lot of women have been suppressed.
Yes.
Yeah, in their expression. Of who they are, and yeah,
I think this is over time, but also look at as our ancestors and throughout time how we've been, you know, prosecuted and for being spiritual or maybe speaking out. So there's a lot of energy that needs to be shifted for women, specifically women.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah, and the sixth party is intuition.
Yes, the sixth and actually the ninth would deal with intuition, but the sixth will be able to hone in on what it means to be a prophet, what it means to kind of show up knowing, and what it means to really kind of anchor that knowingness and helping people grow by being a kind of a prophet, you know, someone that kind of sees things before they actually happen. And then the ninth party will use that intuition in a way that you are going to count on your intuition to manifest a party, to create that perfect party.
so based, because I'm sure that every dinner party, you know, one group of women's going to have this kind of experience, another group of women will have a completely different experience. So you're allowing that creativity and that spontaneity to kind of build on what is already happened.
Right.
The other set of,
Yeah, I hope they're all different. I was just talking to my husband about setting up a blog and blogging the experiences that are happening from these parties, because not only can we learn with our group, but then if there's a place to come that you can pick up recipes and also hear about some other experiences.
Yeah, and what's working for some groups and not working for others. I mean, because, you know, it's you never know. It's really the group that's creating it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so the seventh party
is the joy party.
Yeah, joy party.
Angel intervention, I call it.
Ooh.
It's it's really about, you know, I don't think we feel that we're allowed to be joyful. I'm really giving all women a hall pass for joy, and I want them to feel what it feels like to be in a state of joy. So it's a high vibration. It's one that the menus that I lay out are really kind of simple and not a lot of food, because I want you to be able to feel the energy. But you, by the seventh party, you will notice a shift in your friends. You will notice a shift in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And by then the transformation would have occurred.
Yeah. So I love, you know, of course I love the joy too. And I give everybody permission to, in fact, I encourage it. Because I think if you're not living at that state of joy, and as we're not talking about just emotional joy that's random. Of course, we like that too, but that joy is your default. If you're not living there, right, try to, you know, go, do something different so you can get there, because life is too short to live anywhere else.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And I like when you say radiantly, you know, live radiantly, because that is where joy exists.
Yeah. And it's a vibration.
I use this essential oil every morning that says it's joy. It's called joy. It's a blended oils. And I say to myself, today I'm going to be joyful, or I'm not going to put this oil on. You know, the minute I put that oil on my heart, I have to look for what makes me joyful, and I have to be a joyful kind of noise out into the world. So I believe in joy. I'm a believer.
Oh, that's wonderful. But you know what, you know, and actually, you know, these little, so you just created a little ritual for yourself in the morning.
Yeah. In fact, the whole book is what I've created for myself, and that I just really want to share, because every morning I get up and putting the oils on my whole body, it's just like brushing my teeth. And then I'm ready to go. And I do my yoga and I ground myself with my food. And so, and I host these parties every month. And I don't know what I'd do in Europe without my conscious monthly parties. I have a special group here, and it's really kind of grounds us and centers us and teaches us at the same time.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about some examples of conscious life lessons that you have in the book.
So conscious life lessons. So keep in mind that this book is not based on a certain religion or a culture. It's really, it's about spirituality. And as I mentioned earlier, it's our nature as women to be spiritual. Mm. So I'm just really kind of showing women, kind of putting a mirror up and saying, look how spiritual you are. And what that means, you know, and not only to your family, but to the world. And once we turn up the juices on our own spiritual nature, I really believe we'll feel a shift in this world. And these life lessons actually lead us to discussing our strengths and weaknesses. Now, so that means like when we're spiritually using our strengths, you know, we look, life looks this way, our personality is this way, we're giving out these messages. You know, when we're not spiritually anchored, our default is maybe a weakness. And this is what it looks like when a girlfriend's not, you know, in her game, not at the top of her joy, you know. And so it kind of shows women some barometers. It's like, okay, here's what it looks like when I'm being, you know, spiritually grounded. And this is what my girlfriends look like. And you know, so many times we get mad at our girlfriends for not being able to show up. Maybe they're having a bad day, or they're having some weakness that comes through. And I think that these spiritual lessons or conscious life lessons give us permission to really allow women to be who they are without any judgment and without any, you know, harsh backlash, you know, just accept, you know, who they are and know that, you know, they'll be in their strengths later. But I think once we realize what they are, it's easier to fall back into them.
Right. So it's another aspect of letting go.
Yes.
Letting go of others to be who they need to be in that moment or that day. And also just unconditional love, that they're doing what they need to do. Right?
Right. Right. Exactly. Unconditional love.
Yes. Yeah. Because I think that's what we're really all about, is that we just have to let people be, and their path is different from our path.
Yes. And that acceptance is really needed. The spirituality of this conscious life lessons will really anchor that into the conversation. You know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Takes us back to love.
Yeah. Okay. What about healing rituals? Give us an example of a couple of healing rituals that you have in these parties.
Well, each party has several different options. Some of the parties, I say, hey, go bring your favorite teacher in. Maybe it's a yoga teacher or a healer. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, you know, let them kind of maybe help you. And then other rituals might be a healing breath or a movement or dancing. Or so each party has some options, and have some choices to.
That's really great, you know, just breath and maybe sounds. I mean, how they can be used as healing is, I mean, sometimes the most the simplest things are really the most healing.
Well, like the fifth party, I mentioned it was about communications. Well, mm-hmm. the first thing I have the women do is start off singing for dinner. I remember in my sorority days, we used to sing before we sat down to dinner. And I thought, you know, who does that anymore? Maybe Noah did it to begin with. But I really thought that there was something so lovely to be able to sing with a bunch of women. And it could just be chanting Om three times. But that vibration and also that ritual, really, it helps to set the tone for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we have to break for another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Everyone is eligible for RX Savings Plus. There are no age or income restrictions and no paperwork. Simply print a card and start saving on your prescriptions. Start saving today. Enroll and print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and I'm here to spread the message about living radiantly everywhere to everyone in any way that you can. We need to raise the vibration to that of joy. And we are here with Jill Axter today, and she has written a book called Conscious Dinner Parties, A Girlfriend's Guide to 9 Transformational Gatherings. Before we get back to Jill, I just want to remind everybody, write to me at livingradiantly@gmail.com because magic will happen when we connect. Okay, so Jill, let's go through one party and talk about the theme and the life lessons that you have, the meditation or the healing ritual, the closing ceremony, all of that. So
okay.
You really get an idea of what valuable information is in the design of each of these parties.
Great. Let's start with the survival kit. Let's start with the very first party. Okay. Because as I mentioned, that's kind of the place where we step into this awakening place, and it's the platform for all the other parties to follow. This party, the menu, for instance, I'm asking that you serve squeezed beet juice, and you have English sweet pea pancakes topped with tomatoes and parsley, and you get into the meats and potatoes. It's a beautiful recipe for a curried scalloped potatoes with coconut milk. And then for dessert, some cupcakes and wolfberry cheesecake and some organic strawberries. So that's just how we start the party off with the food. Let's get the most important thing out of the way.
About the food, because you want us to use organic food, you know,
yes,
as close and to, you know, picked closest to the earth, you know, and fresh, and you give a sense on that. That's great.
Yes. Like I always say in the beginning of the book, I advise you to go local, shop locals, go to the local farmers, buy organic when you can. Growing up on a farm, I've realized how far, you know, I mean, I tasted a real tomato when it was really real. And now, you know, we've gotten in trouble with our food. So let's support organic, first of all, and let's start growing some of our own vegetables. And I also, these parties, I don't, I've asked that people don't use a lot of sugar. There's with so many, there's stevia now and agave, and oh, there's so many other ways to sweeten with fresh fruit that sugar doesn't, you know, you don't need a lot of sugar or salt. And I'm also asking the parties not have any, refrain from any alcohol. You can have, I know a lot of my friends and clients have a little glass of wine with dinner, and I say, can you wait till you get home? You know, have a bubble bath and have your glass of wine then, and treat these parties as sacred events. You wouldn't have a glass of wine if you went to yoga class, or you wouldn't have one as you're stepping into church. These are really sacred moments that you're sharing with your girlfriends, and just setting the intention to make it sacred, it will
makes a difference.
Yeah, and it will. And I have really set the intention as I was writing the book to make these very special spiritual encounters. So you're going to feel that as you're reading the book and the parties. And And so, yeah, so the first party, the food is important because it's, all these things are really grounding to the body. And then the first party goes on to say the conscious life lesson is really more on a primal level. It's really talking about feeling safe in the world. And it's, you know, so many times we get distracted because of fear and anger, and this party is really about kind of clearing all of that and knowing that we can be spiritual and religious and have these cultural beliefs. We can all come together in the name of love and celebrate awakening and celebrate expansion.
Yeah. And without judgment.
Right. Without judgment. Yeah. That's so key.
Yeah. I think that's really a hard one, because we've been programmed to judge good, bad.
Right, wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even with this, the strengths and weaknesses for these parties, I didn't want them to look like right, wrong, good, bad. I want the strength and weaknesses for this first party, for instance, you know, somebody who's spiritually anchored and really living from a strong base and is grounded in their body really feels comfortable being in the world, showing up with calm and gratefulness, and has a certain amount of grace. She's neutral with her feelings. She shares nothing but love. And she has compassion for all souls. Now, the weakness piece of this, the girlfriend that's kind of off, might be terribly disconnected from her feelings, from her girlfriends, from the world. She might not have even wanted to do this. She might have come kicking and screaming to the dinner parties.
Yeah.
But she came anyway. And she might have some negative or some rage, or she needs a hand to hold. She may not even feel like she wants to be in this world. And she might have some addictions because she wants to avoid really showing up for the moment. So it's when we can look at, it's not right or wrong, good or bad, but when we can really look at ourselves deeply and reflect back, we have some moments that we want to hide.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've had some weak moments.
Yeah, I think I might have had a few.
Yeah, a few, a couple. But I think as soon as we realize, okay, I'm not my spiritual self. I'm not my full capacity here. I'm not doing what I need to do. Then as soon as we realize that and we can shift into this higher place, then I think that that's why I put these. It's like, you know, look at these strengths and weaknesses and really try to live your life focused on your strength. We can't always avoid our weaknesses, but if you've put the focus back on what's right, really good about yourself and where you are, you know, are, when you're strong, then that's really good. And then the healing ritual for the first party is I suggest having a foot bath to set up some bath stations with essential oils and some herbs from your garden, some geranium and mint, and just soak your feet, take turns massaging. That's just the one. You can do some deep breathing if you don't want to get all the water, have a mess in your living room. But you can even have a massage therapist come and just massage people's feet. Because it's about feeling what it feels like to be touched, to be anchored, to be in your body, to be real. I mean, we are very spiritual. I know this notion is kind of interesting. Okay, we're spirits. We've come to this earth plane to live in these bodies. And we really have to look at life like that, because that's when we can honor both worlds, and we can think, I'm getting a little too spiritually lifted, and I need to get back down to some basics. I need to be seen by people. I need to be heard. Mm-hmm. And
but also massaging the feet opens up for energy flow too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's the first place. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I would definitely do that at a party, you know, or if I was hosting that one, I would definitely have the, you know, like, and that goes back to Jesus Christ and washing the feet of the disciples. So it's really, you could really make that very sacred, I think. Oh, and what a great way to begin with serving each other that way, you know.
Right. And I noticed when I do my energy healings, first thing I do is put people's feet in water, and it just right away puts them in this perfect place. They're calm, they're happy, they go within, and it's really enjoyable to have that hot water. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this would be, and also if you put salt and oils in, you know, essential oils, so if you could put some lavender and some peppermint, you could really dollop the water and make it really special, so that they're smelling all of this too as they're soaking their feet.
Yeah.
And so then the meditation is really just about trying to connect with that authentic woman, that authentic you, and see who's there and try to see beyond the distractions of what we've been carrying around, and start to be open, create like an opening for the rest of the parties to come.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So are you ready? Well, how about some music then?
Yeah, right.
Every sacred gathering has music, whether you're going to church. In fact, I always like to go to church when I was a kid, just to sing and listen to the music. And every gathering has a certain vibrational music attached. And I have a husband who is perfect pitch, and he was telling me about the vibrations that of each of these artists, and the reason that they heal the body so much is because they have a vibration in this energy field. And so what I've done is I've attached some of the music with the vibration that matches the party. So this particular party is about this, you know, getting back into the body, getting back to basics. It's to bring in that more like African dance, or I really like this musician. Her name's Wah, and she has just a real spirit to her music. But drumming, you know, something to get to feel the earth, and tribal, you know, to
really grounding, yeah.
Very grounding beat, a real strong beat. Mm-hmm. And the color for the evening is, like I said, kind of a deeper red and colors of the earth. And place everything have candles and tablecloths and pillows and meditation cushions. And you might even take this particular party outside, because again, we're going out into the elements, sitting. If you live close to the beach, why not take the table out to the sand and have everybody sit, you know, in the sand or around the ocean, hear them or in the trees. So that's a nice way. The essential oil to be used is frankincense. Did you know frankincense, when you put it on the top of your head and the bottom of your feet, actually absorb negative frequencies? So frankincense is your friend on the first party.
Wow, I never heard that.
Yeah, it's a good oil to have.
So you put that on the feet, you say?
On the bottom of your feet and also the top of your head.
Okay, top of the head, yeah.
Yeah, kind of clears the energy. And then, you know, I have to laugh because I just opened my book to the first party, and I just caught the conscious fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And the fortune, I really got a kick out of coming up with this. The fortune cookie for this party: the deeper the roots, the higher the spiritual journey, and the more enlightened a woman will become. So I guess that's the main theme of this party, is if you just follow that fortune cookie, you can't go up spiritually. You can't be really, really spiritually unless you're really, really anchored into your body. And then once you've established this kind of thought, and once you get it kind of wired into your mind that this is where you need to be, then I think the other parties kind of fit in, you know, into the main process then to step it up and to open yourself up for more magic.
Okay, so can you give some examples of what has happened to women, you know, like before they start this whole process of transformational gatherings and, you know, and after the ninth party, what changes have happened?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked me this because I've had, well, I have too many. We don't have enough time to talk about them all, but I'll share one in California and one in Europe. How's that? Because they're kind of different energies. So in California, I remember doing these parties, and we'll talk directly to the essential oils, and we'd use then essential oils, and nobody said anything at first. And then one by one, women would come back and in private would say, you know, what oil did we use? And I'd share, and they're like, well, okay. And then another one would come back. What oil did we use? And I came to find out that when they got home, their husbands went crazy. They loved the fact that their wives were open and relaxed. And then they had this essence, a smell around them. So the women were actually using the oils to help with their relationships. And their husbands just really couldn't wait till they went to the next party to you know, think about it. Smell is very important.
Yeah. Right.
In drawing the opposite sex to us, you know? Yeah. And then in Europe, it was a quite different experience. I remember having, the intuitive party I taught them about the azahi berry, which is a superfood. And in the States, we eat that all the time. I don't know if you're familiar with the azahi smoothies, but in California, we ate those. I mean, azahi berries were all over the place, and we had smoothies. And so I actually, in Europe, I was trying to introduce them to this concept of a superfood and the higher vibration of a superfood. And there was actually a woman from Brazil who brought the azahi and showed us told us about the berry and showed us how to prepare and so forth. And the party started off, everybody had low energy that night, I remember. And I took out these margarita glasses and I filled the margarita glasses. They're all chilled and ready to go with this azahi smoothie shake, and I put coconuts and flakes and a little bit of chocolate and nuts and just, dowed them up. They just looked beautiful, mm-hmm. just like they were out of a magazine. Mm-hmm. And the girls just were so thrilled. And I think they were thrilled that I was fussing over them. They were getting such a treat. They had never experienced azahi. Their energy just heightened. And so by the time they left, I couldn't even push them out of the door. I mean, they were giggling and laughing with each other. And I never saw such playfulness and such a spirited contrast with when they first came in. And by the time they left, it was amazing. So, I mean, I have lots of stories. Lots of magic happened. And I can't wait to hear, you know, from some of the women that are going to embrace these parties and have their own experiences. Because like you said, there's so many different women out there and they're all going to have such fun and different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just have a minute left, but what is the metaphysical secret behind these conscious gatherings?
Well, Anne, they're based on the energy system, one of the energy systems in our body. And it's a huge one. It's an energy system that controls our organs and it controls our glands. It controls our hormones. It defines our personality. It holds the memories of our past, you know, not only our past of this lifetime, but past lives. And this particular energy system is known as a chakra. I don't mention chakras in the book because it's just, I mean, I do at the end, but it's a very, when we, these energy systems are really altered by the intention set around these parties. So intuitively, when I set the intention around the first party and the second party, people take a psychic relationship to each other just by showing up. Mm-hmm. And that's when the transformation begins. So nobody has to worry about the transformation. No one has to worry if they're doing it right or not doing it. Did they bless their food? Or did I forget to bless? Did I forget to do something? No, everything, because I set the intention and because these parties are based on this energy system, they will do the healing. They will get the healing. They will do the work and they will get the results.
Amazing. Amazing. How wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jill. And thank you for writing this book and helping guide us how to do conscious transformational gatherings. As women, we really do need it. And I just invite everyone to live radiantly every day. Find that state of joy in whatever healing that you need to do. Write to me at livingradiantly@gmail.com. Learn more about Jill at jilloxter.com. And my website is www.energizeforjoy.com. Thank you and live radiantly.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.